Hello, hello. Welcome to session 272 of Selling the Couch. I hope that you are doing well and having a good day. It is starting to be spring here, although a couple of days ago, or I guess when this episode goes live, it's going to be a couple of weeks, but we got teased with a little bit of a snow flurry, and I was like, it is March. It's not supposed to be flurrying, and I'm really excited on multiple levels just for warmer weather and for new seasons, especially as this pandemic continues. And you know, I'm optimistic as, you know, vaccines and things roll out and we continue to take care of one another. So today's podcast session is actually the last one. I'm going to be taking the month of April off just to focus on self-care, to get some new episodes recorded and all of those different things. But before we, you know, get to this episode, well, my thought around this episode was kind of twofold. I wanted to do something a little bit special because I know that this pandemic has truly changed many of us, all of us, perhaps, right? On both a personal level as well as on a business level. And I just began to be curious about the impact that, more specifically, that this pandemic has had on our businesses and how this business or how this pandemic really has changed all of us as a business owner. Then I thought, you know, I could probably do a solo episode on this. And honestly, do you want to just hear me speak all the time? Probably not. And so then I thought, you know, why not just rely on the wisdom of our colleagues who are also going through the fire and navigating all of this. So in this episode, you're going to hear from a number of our colleagues who are answering a simple question: how has the pandemic changed me as a business owner? And my hope with this is that we can use our collective wisdom and collective knowledge and learnings in order to inform how we think about each of our individual businesses going forward. Before we do get to today's podcast session, just wanted to take a moment to thank the team over at Tidemark VA Services for supporting today's podcast session. Tidemark's logo, or their motto, is less headache and less stress. I know that for all of us as business owners, whether we have a solo practice or we have a group practice, we all get to a point in our business journey where we inevitably think, do I want to be wearing all of the different hats in my business? And some people make the decision to say, you know what, I'm okay with wearing all these hats, it's okay. And others make the decision to say, you know what, I want to focus on the things that I am really good at. I want to free up some more time so that I'm not spending all of this time on my business, so that I can, you know, focus on self-care or time with loved ones or just time for rest. If you're at that point, if you're in that latter group where you're like, I just want to focus on the things that I'm good at and start to delegate and bring on a team to help me manage some of these things, I encourage you to check out Tidemark VA Services. They do a range of different things, from helping with day-to-day billing if you accept insurance, all the way to scheduling clients. So they'll actually handle the phones for you, get clients scheduled for intakes. And if there's a client that needs to reschedule and you've got a slot, they'll help you figure all of that stuff out. And then also, if you need help with things like managing social media, you're like, man, I know that I got to be online, but I don't know how to do that or don't have time for that. I encourage you to check out Tidemark and the awesome services that they provide. Their website is over at sellingthecouch.com/Tidemark. And if you enter or mention the promo code STC2021, you get a little bit of a discount code off a couple of months worth of services. So we'll get right to today's podcast session, and then I'll come back on at the end of the session just to share, I guess, my own response to this question as well.
Hi, I'm Tracy Canella, licensed mental health counselor and certified eating disorders specialist at Lokahi Counseling in Olympia, Washington. I also have a podcast called Calming the Chaos, which you can reach at calmingthechaos.libsyn.com. and we're also on YouTube. The pandemic has made me realize that we are so strong as people. We can adapt to situations quickly, we're creative, and we can figure out ways to do things, and we can also be really good to each other. We can get through a lot. It's inspired me to spend the rest of my career, in person and online, encouraging people to share their talents, strengths, and gifts with each other for the good of humanity. Thank you for allowing me to share my story, and take care.
Hi, my name is Dr. Tatiana Kolodkov. I'm a psychologist providing services in Wyoming and Durham, North Carolina. The pandemic taught me that you have to say no. If you try to get everybody saved out of the water, the whole boat is going to sink. And that's true for ourselves as therapists, as well as anything else we may be doing.
Hi, I'm Beth Luandi, a licensed professional counselor and life coach. I'm in Loveland, suburb of Cincinnati, Ohio. My website is bethluandi.com. So the pandemic has made me realize how incredibly effective online therapy really is. I mean, I'd already offered it and been doing it part-time in my practice for about 5 years. Clients can show up while they're in their own, you know, highly comfortable, secure setting and just drop into the most intimate places. I guess I knew that, but the pandemic really underscored it. And also, the pandemic has made me personally, and I guess it's shown up in my business life as well, it's made me a little less minimalistic. No, I'm not saying that I'm wasteful or anything like that, but getting everything absolutely streamlined just seems less important right now. I mean, maybe that's just another way of saying I'm less organized. Or it's evidence I've released some of my perfectionistic tendencies a little bit more. So no matter what the meaning behind it, you know, I like the change. It's more comfortable. I'm really okay with it.
Hello, my name is Bree McCarroll, and I'm a licensed independent clinical social worker in Western Massachusetts. And my email is www.therapywithbree.com. I am realizing that I will be able to move to the West Coast and yet maintain my Massachusetts practice. And the good thing about that is that it will be afternoon time there when it is evening time here, which means that I will be able to see clients in prime time, East Coast time, and yet it will not be evening times at all for me on the West Coast. And that sounds pretty cool. Okay, hope you're all doing well.
Hi, this is Rachel Moore, and I am a licensed marriage and family therapist in San Diego, California. My website is at rachelmoorecounseling.com. The pandemic made me realize pretty quickly that A, I can do my business without an office, and B, even though I was vehemently opposed to this idea, I realized that EMDR works great online and the results are exactly the same and everything is fine. So I wouldn't have come to those realizations at all if I weren't forced to do them, probably. And I'm really glad that I did, and I was. Best to all of you.
Hi, I'm Bethany Burgess, LCSW from Boise, Idaho, at youcounseling.com. That's Y-O-U counseling.com. My husband and I are both therapists, and so we have our practice together. And during this past year, our two young sons have been home way more than usual. And at the end of 2020, we really hit a time when we were feeling pretty overwhelmed with both the business and childcare needs. So we really paused at that time to ask ourselves what we could do to make this time feel more sustainable. And we wrote out a list. We hired a VA to really start outsourcing. We condensed our appointment availability. We went through our calendar for 2021 and blocked off weeks throughout the year to take time off. And the combination of these things have really been game changers for me. I've felt more calm. I felt more engaged with my kids. I feel like I have more focus and energy for hiking and biking that really fuels my soul. And the whole process has just really further confirmed to me the power of getting really specifically clear on what I want, writing that down, implementing systems and plans, and just really confirms to me that we can create our professional and personal visions. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Lisa Wolcott, licensed clinical social worker in Gainesville, Florida. I'm a certified group therapist and Daring Way facilitator in private practice. My website is www.wolcottcounseling.com. The pandemic made me realize that I can think quickly on my feet and adapt to changing circumstances. From group therapy on Zoom, to walk and talk outdoor therapy, to reactivating my California license, I realized I had a bigger platform. I revamped my website, amplified my social media, bought my office, and hired a third independent contractor. In the weirdest year of our lives, my practice is thriving, and we ended up making more income, the most income of any in my decade of private practice. I'm so pumped for the future and grateful for all the amazing clinicians and behind-the-scenes help in my business, and especially happy we've been able to serve so many more clients.
Hi, I'm Thad Fry, licensed clinical social worker in Boulder, Colorado. And my website is Thad Fry Counseling, THADFRYE, counseling.com. And the pandemic has made me realize that being a brain spotting grief therapist for the entirety of my career has set me up to help my clients during this unique and difficult time in history. As well, focusing more time on self-care and my own health allows me to be more present for my clients, my family, and myself.
Hi, my name is Angela Sim Laramie. I'm a licensed clinical social worker in Philadelphia, PA. My website is prospercounselingllc.com. And the pandemic has made me realize that I can choose freedom and autonomy over doing things like I've always done them. I quit my job in November 2020 and went into private practice full-time, and it's thriving. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Laura Reagan, and I'm a licensed clinical social worker in Maryland and the host of Therapy Chat Podcast. My website is therapychatpodcast.com. And what I've learned during the pandemic is two things. The importance of really not taking my close relationships for granted, and just how important human connection really is to me, as I've missed my parents. I literally have not seen my parents in a whole year, even though they live 4 hours away from me. And that's been very difficult and made me appreciate those relationships more so than I had before. And the other thing is that the pandemic has really shown me with the differences in the ways that city to city and state to state and even country to country, we've been advised to keep ourselves safe and keep others safe. It's made me realize that it's really up to me to determine what I'm comfortable with, regardless of whatever guidance comes from, you know, the government or leaders. If it doesn't resonate for me, if it doesn't feel right, for example, if they say it's safe to gather and I don't feel it is, it's up to me to set the boundary for myself.
Hi, I'm Amanda Booth Bice. I'm a licensed marriage family therapist in Canyon Lake, Texas. My business is Heart of the Matter, and my website is heartotm.com. The pandemic has finally pushed me to do some things I always wanted to do, but was uncomfortable trying. I took my practice into nature. I've always been happiest when I'm in nature, and I thought, if not now, when? About 2 months after completely seeing clients only online, I resumed seeing a few clients throughout the pandemic face-to-face. They were isolated and need to be seen in person. My practice is on my private property of 3 acres in the hill country. My office is hidden amongst hundreds of trees, so to be safe, I move my sessions outside about 6 to 8 feet away from my clients. I even did most of my online sessions outside because it felt great to be out in nature. Many of my clients also said they felt more grounded looking at the trees, hearing the birds chirping, and the melodious wind chimes while having therapy. I'm able to do a lot more of my sessions outside on the private deck of my office. I really believe most of my clients are also getting more of a healthy boost by spending an hour in nature in the sunlight while having therapy. Had it not been for the pandemic, I would never have taken my sessions outdoors.
Hi, I'm Deborah Gottschalk, an LPC and art therapist in Branford, Connecticut. You can find out more about me at creatementalwellness.com. And the pandemic has made me realize that there's just no time to waste. So I decided to mid-pandemic launch my private practice, and I'm offering exactly what I love and what has helped me heal on my own grief journey. That includes art therapy and nature therapy and some talk therapy sprinkled in there. And so far, the reception has been pretty phenomenal and very validating. So I'm excited and looking forward to seeing how I can grow further and learn more. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Irene Summers Temple. I'm a licensed psychologist in Ramstein, Germany. My website is www.irenesthphd.com. And the pandemic has made me realize that I am not sure I ever want to return to my clinical practice. The unpredictability of school closings has made me the primary caregiver for my children. I have a spouse who works and sometimes works from home. And we have had a tremendous amount of time together, and our relationships have gotten closer. And my stress level has decreased significantly. And I'm not sure that I want to return to feeling responsible for other people's mental health. I also have a coaching practice, which I'm considering reopening, but my drive seems to be really directed towards learning and writing. So I may refocus. I'm very unsure, and it has impacted my identity to spend a decade getting my degrees and then not being sure I ever want to use them again.
Hi, Melvin. My name is Jill Johnson Young, and I am from Riverside, California. I'm a licensed clinical social worker. My website is www.jilljohnsonyoung.com and www.centralcounselingservices.com, one for myself and one for my joint business with my business partner. The pandemic has taught me so many lessons. One of the first is that my business partner and I can manage our team, our business remotely, and I can still make time at home with my wife in the morning for us to have coffee together and catch up with one another, or before we used to race out the door every single morning. It's also taught me that as a speaker, I can reach a much bigger audience for my dementia and grief work than I ever could when I had to travel there. Last year, I went to Australia and Palm Springs and Wisconsin. And this year, I've just gotten off a teaching course with a United States naval aircraft carrier, Spain, and the rest of Europe, as well as San Diego. It's been an amazing enhancement to my life and my ability to reach people with the message I have about grief, which really matters to me.
Hey, I'm Lisa Mustard. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist in South Carolina, and my website is www.lisamustard.com. Last year, the pandemic made me realize that I truly wanted to build a business that I could do anywhere, virtually. Didn't want to be tied down to a 9-to-5. Didn't want to be tied down to having to be at a certain location and show up for a job every day. And, you know, it's been an eye-opener actually being able to say that out loud and connect with other therapists that have similar feelings. I'm grateful that I have Selling the Couch community. But moving forward, my goal is to create more pod courses, serve our community of talk therapists even more, and help them reach their goals and make continuing education convenient and fun and affordable.
Hey, Melvin, how are you? It's Mary Bicknell. We chatted on your podcast a while back. Nice to be here again. So what has the pandemic allowed me to recognize? Personally, stop waiting. I had 6 vacations booked. All of them were canceled, and I was just waiting to go on those vacations. So no more waiting. In fact, I'm putting out a podcast and a completely new like offering called The Regret-Proof Life. And that's really what it is. It's like, how can you take action so that you never look back with regret, and that you're so capable and powerful that you can create whatever the hell you want to do, which is exciting. And that's exactly what I've been doing with clients. So as a business consultant for mental health and wellness professionals, you know, what I have always said for the last 8 years that I've had my online business is multiple revenue streams. So I've recognized, thank God I've had multiple revenue streams, and helping other women have at least 3 to 5 revenue streams. That could be their private practice, that could be 1099s, that could be creating an online course, that could be something that's automated, that could be high ticket coaching, that could be, you know, so many variety of online things. That's what I've realized. Bye now.
Hi, my name is Nicole McNellis. I'm a licensed professional counselor. My practice is located in Phoenixville, Pennsylvania, about an hour outside of Philadelphia. And my website is NicoleMcNellis.com. And the pandemic has made me realize that as much as I absolutely love my private practice, I love the one-on-one therapy model, I would also like to diversify my income streams. The pandemic has really opened my eyes up to the necessity and also really to my desire to diversify my income streams and to provide services to a much broader audience and to serve more of the clients that I love working with. So that is what I have learned from the pandemic. And that's what it's made me realize. And as difficult as this year has been, it has definitely been an eye-opening experience. Thank you so much.
Hi, this is Savon Penn, licensed professional counselor at a New Day Counseling Center in Portland, Oregon. And one of the things that the pandemic taught me is that investing in upgrading equipment to make sessions more comfortable, like with a microphone, a high-quality microphone, webcam, ring light, a comfy chair, is self-care, a form of self-care. It makes the hours of being online more comfortable and less exhausting. It also makes it more comfortable, I think, for our clients who are so used to Zoom and experiencing Zoom fatigue. So making the experience as comfortable as possible is helpful for everyone. And the other thing that it taught me is to produce content that's helpful online, whether it's audio or social media posts or blog posts. Things that can help with getting through the pandemic have been worthwhile. I've gotten good feedback about that. It's also inspired me to pursue and grow with continuing education and just developing as a therapist. Thanks, Melvin, for everything that you do.
Hi. My name's Monet Goldman. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist in the Silicon Valley area of California. My website is www.videogamecounseling.com, and the pandemic has made me realize that video games can be used therapeutically and help therapists deliver therapy interventions in more effective manners, especially as we shelter in place and physically distance from each other. I have much better treatment outcomes and engagement with the kids and adults I work with. I also help parents learn to play with their kids to improve the bonds they have. I also enjoy helping other gamers and their parents build healthier gaming habits so that they can live healthier lifestyles, as I'm also a gamer. And I think gaming can be a great way to manage stress, have fun, and stay connected socially, especially as we have had a really hard time feeling connected to others in these isolating times.
Hi, my name is Alice Rizzi, and I'm a licensed psychologist in New York. You can visit my therapy website at www.dralicerizzi.com. This year, when the pandemic started, I realized that I really value creativity and that, honestly, I found out that I'm an entrepreneur at heart. So over the pandemic, I've been working on opening my own private practice in New York City after being licensed for almost 3 years. And I've also been working on mindfulness meditation courses because I truly believe that mindfulness is a superpower. And working on these courses has really allowed me to channel my creativity. So if you're interested in therapy in New York or in Florida via telehealth, please check out my website, dralicerizzi.com. And if you're interested to learn more about mindfulness and what it can do for you in your life, visit alicerizzi.com. You can get a free mindfulness worksheet there and be signed up to my email list. Take care.
Hey there. Hope you enjoyed this mashup episode, and especially as you have been thinking about the direction of your business going forward. I hope that today's podcast session has given you new insights, new clarity, and all of those different things. I was thinking about these answers and just reflecting on my own business journey. And I wanted to actually just answer that question as well, how the pandemic has changed me as a business owner. I think for me, it's given me a greater sense of clarity and purpose in terms of what my calling is. I mentioned this I actually did a whole solo episode a few episodes ago, all about my decision to shut down my private practice and focus 100% on STC. And a big part of that reason is because I just realized, you know, this pandemic, again, I don't normally share this, but, you know, we've had 4 loved ones that have passed away as a result of this pandemic. So some, you know, family, others like friends, and then others kind of in our larger social circles. And it's just, you know, and I know that there are countless stories like this all across our community. And I think one of the things just made me kind of realize is how precious and short life is. And I want to do things, not just in my business, but in life, that bring me meaning, purpose, intention, happiness. And I don't, you know, I think what I've often struggled with just in general is there's always a part of me, I don't know if it's like people pleasing, but sometimes I do things out of the fear of rejection or I don't even know if ostracize might be a strong word, but maybe the fear of rejection. And in doing that, I think a lot of times I'm not actually listening to what my gut and my heart are telling me. And I think that's something that I've gotten a lot of clarity on during this pandemic. I hope you enjoyed this session. Show notes to today's episode, and you can find this episode on sellingthecouch.com/podcast. And there's actually a show notes right there. Decided to change it up a little bit just to make this a little bit more streamlined. But before we wrap up again, just wanted to take a moment to thank the team over at Tidemark VA Services for supporting this month's podcast session. The owner of Tidemark, Brittany Wagner, is actually a therapist in private practice and actually a group practice owner. And that's one of the really unique things with Tidemark is that when you hire them, it's not just somebody that, you know, for example, decided to start a VA service and start, you know, wanted to sort of niche down and work with a certain population. Brittany actually lives and breathes our therapy space and knows the ins and outs of all of the nuances of it. And so when, you know, she's thinking about products and services and hires and things like that and trainings, she looks at it from the eyes of a clinician that's actually in private practice. You can learn more about Tidemark and the services that they provide over at sellingthecouch.com/Tidemark. And be sure to mention the promo code STC2021 at checkout, and you get a discount off a couple of months of services. Have a great rest of your week, and I look forward to seeing you with new episodes in April. But during the month of March, as we usually do, we will have replays of past popular episodes of the podcast. So if you're able, of course, continue to tune in. And if you're also able, I would just really be grateful if you might continue to share the podcast with our colleagues. The best way they can reach it or listen to it is at sellingthecouch.com/podcast. Have a great rest of your day, and I will see you soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Selling the Couch podcast. For more great content and to stay up to date, visit www.sellingthecouch.com.